Welcome back to LA with Kids, the podcast about what to do and where to go with your kids in Los Angeles. This is podcast number 108 for January 11th, 2012. In this episode, we will share with you our recent fun outing to see the Endeavour Space Shuttle at the California Science Center. I will also tell you about JapanMath.com, one of our fastest growing websites. LAWithKids.com is the website for kid-related activities, schools, camps, and more for Los Angeles families. A special thanks to Mark Leonard for providing the introduction and closing music for LA with Kids. I am Sabrina Weisler, the host of LA with Kids, and I'm also a mother of 7-year-old twins named Madison and Logan. They have enjoyed learning how to play our new family board game, Blockus, and watching the Clippers games both at home and at Staples Center. In addition to LA with Kids, the Teachtopia Education Network produces an excellent resource for school-aged children called JapanMath.com. The site is packed with online flashcards, and printable timed math tests. You can start using the site as early as kindergarten with the most basic math facts. The website is also a challenge for older kids with division facts, missing parts, and more. If you have missed any of the episodes of this podcast about LA and the surrounding areas, please feel free to download shows through our website, LA with Kids. If you own a local business, provide birthday party entertainment, or have any other business or service that caters to LA families, please contact us for advertising opportunities. Go to LA with Kids and then use our contact page on our site. LA with Kids has a terrific directory with listings for hiking trails, amusement parks, martial arts classes, clothing stores, and more. Each week, thousands of parents go to LA with Kids to see our section on free museum days in LA, as well as our event calendar. Did you know that you can have the best events delivered straight to your inbox each Friday? We focus on family-friendly and affordable events each weekend. Go to LAWithKids.com and join our list right now. Here are two events for January. On Sunday, January 20th, there will be a Target-free holiday Monday at LACMA. You can celebrate MLK Jr. Day with tours, free programs, arts and activities, and live music by Ernie Andrews. The event is free and it's held from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, January 27th, go to Cabrillo Marine Aquarium in San Pedro for the Whale Fiesta. This is another free program from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll celebrate the migration of the Pacific gray whale and the beginning of whale watching season with activities and exhibits for all, including games, arts and crafts, puppet shows, a duct tape whale sculpture contest, and more. Want more ideas and events? Sign up for our mailing list to LA with Kids. The focus of this podcast is the new Endeavour Space Shuttle exhibit at the California Science Center at Exposition Park. The address for the Science Center is 700 State Drive at Exposition Park. There is no admission cost to the Science Center, but there is a $2 fee to see the Endeavour, which we bought online before going. I recommend this because you get to lock in a time, and if you wait to do this, then you might not get the time you want. This exhibit is extremely popular because it is new, since only October of 2012, and it got a lot of attention when it came here. The hours for the center are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day of the week. There are two parking lots, and the current cost to park is $10. The Endeavour is currently housed in a large hangar next to the Ecosystems exhibit. There are a series of lines that our group had to wait in. First, we had to wait outside in a line for our time slot. I recommend getting the earliest time slot available because the Science Center gets more and more crowded as the day goes on. After being ushered inside the center, we were told to take the escalator up and wait again to enter the Ecosystems exhibit. We finally got to the last line, which led us into an exhibit space called Endeavour, the California Story. The artifacts here relate the shuttle program to California, where the orbiters were built. Some highlights include the waste collection system from the Endeavour, the tires used on the Endeavour, which show the wear and tear created from use, and the kitchen, or galley, used on the Endeavour. There was also a docent in this space to give more background about the tires, and he was letting people touch the tires as well. Unfortunately, this area was extremely crowded when we went, and I wish I could have spent more time here showing my kids the artifacts, timelines, and photographs that were on display. Next, we sat down to see a video showing the arrival of the Endeavour to the LA area on the back of a 747 and the subsequent towing of the shuttle from LAX to the Science Center. While there is a video shown in the main hangar that details the shuttle's 25 missions to space, I feel that the shuttle's arrival to LA kind of took over, because the screen for this video is much larger and there is a much larger seating area. There was a lot to see here, and at first we were all kind of in awe. I took time to explain to my kids about the cost involved in making the shuttle, and they learned about how each tile on the shuttle cost $2,000 to build. We got to learn about the rockets used to launch the Endeavor into outer space, which were very cool to look at. There was a docent that showed how air pressure affects life for astronauts while in space. And we also got to see SpaceHab, which was a workshop for astronauts on the Endeavor, which gave them more space to live and work while on their missions. One part of the exhibit that my kids really enjoyed seeing was the architect's model of the as-yet-to-be-built permanent exhibit space. The museum is currently raising money to build this enormous structure, which will feature the shuttle in a vertical orientation with walkways that give access to the top of the shuttle. More features on this model include slides from the upper level to the lower level, which looked really fun to my kids, and the shuttle being attached to a rocket propulsion system. On the video section of LA with Kids, we have a video of our visit to the Endeavor that also shows a model of the future exhibit structure. Instead of raising and then building this model, I wish I could just see the shuttle opened up with an observation bridge built across the top to see inside. It's just our opinion, but we do hope that the Science Center reconsiders their plan, which still just shows the exterior of the shuttle. Overall, seeing this exhibit was a great experience for my family, and the Endeavor gives LA a new educational experience that is accessible. I don't think there needs to be a $2 online fee, especially because the museum itself does not even have an admission cost, and this is not a temporary exhibit. That's a wrap for this 108th episode of LA with Kids, and check back soon for another podcast. Please visit LA with Kids to get the latest free activities, event calendar, camp guide, and reviews of popular LA destinations. This is Sabrina Weisler from all of us here at LA with Kids. Bye for now!